弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
我又站在这上面，再次利用这个机会给大家说问候一下。
So I will be hearing to have that fellowship again.
那我今天突然发现这个前面那个挡板没了。
And suddenly I find out the shield is gone.
很不习惯，但是呢，很好，我们跟弟兄姊妹之间的隔阂就没有了。
Now I'm not used to not having the shield, but I like it because now we are getting closer together.
那弟兄姊妹都知道哈，我们就是我们讲台的信息，如果是我们自己里面弟兄在交通的话，我们是一个系列在交通启示录当中的七个教会。
So as you know, if during the Sunday sermon that brothers and sisters in church is sharing, we are sharing the book of Revelation.
那今天轮到我的安排是腓拉铁菲教会。
So today is my turn, and I want to share with you about the church in Philadelphia.
那当我们讲到腓拉铁菲教会的时候，我想问在座的弟兄姊妹，你的脑海中闪现出来的第一印象是什么？关于这个教会。
So now you know that I'm going to talk about the church in Philadelphia. What is your first impression?
有没有谁说那个一说到腓拉铁菲就让你想起什么呢？
Anything that comes to your mind the second that we talk about church in Philadelphia?
弟兄相爱，对。
Brotherly love.
这也是我过去一直以来是这样子的哈。一说到腓拉铁菲，我就想到是弟兄相爱。
So to me, it also comes to my mind brotherly love as soon as I hear church in Philadelphia.
因为实在是，这是主给我们或者给教会的一个命令，就是要弟兄相爱。
Because this is one of the command from the Lord to love one another.
所以地上的教会啊，他们也盼望有这个弟兄相爱这个实际。
So all the churches on earth also want to have this practice of loving one another.
几乎每个教会也都想成为腓拉铁菲教会。
So every church want to be the follower of Philadelphia.
那在地今天在地上有好多。有好多教会就把他的名字就取成腓拉铁菲。
So a lot of church took their name in Philadelphia.
那比如说在中国的香港就有一个教会，他们的名字就叫腓拉铁菲教会。
So in Hong Kong there is another church called Philadelphia.
还有我们都知道，我们很熟悉的那个离我们不远的那个城市叫费城。
And we know that there is a city not too far away from us. It's called the city of Philadelphia.
对，那英文已经翻译出来了。那其实我们中文叫费城，我们知道全称其实就叫腓拉铁菲。
So we know the Chinese name, short name, but full name is Philadelphia.
那这个费城哈，是由这个威廉潘一个弟兄哈他建立的。
So Philadelphia, this city is built by William Penn.
那威廉潘啊，他也是一个非常爱主爱弟兄的一个弟兄。
He is also a brother who loved the Lord a lot.
他当时从英国国王的手上接了一块领了一块封地，就是宾夕法尼亚这块地。
He received the land from the Lord in England, and which is the land in Pennsylvania.
然后他又特别建了这个城，把它叫腓拉铁菲。
And then he built the city of Philadelphia.
因为他建这个城，或者是用这块地，它的目的是用来接纳有那些在主里面受到逼迫的弟兄姊妹。
The purpose he built the city of Philadelphia is to receive the Christians who got expelled from Europe.
尤其是那贵格会的弟兄。
And especially for the Quakers.
那这个费城这个城市哈，也非常有名，尤其是在这个。美国的独立战争期间啊，那个起了很大的作用。
So in the American history, this Philadelphia city is also very famous because it's related to the independence history.
那甚至它成为了美国建国以后的第一个首都。
It's even the first capital of the American after independence.
所以连这个美国这个国家都跟腓拉铁菲哈这个名字有不解之缘。
So this country has so close relationship with Philadelphia, this name.
那当然，这个弟兄相爱哈，那个是教会生活里面非常重要的一个部分。
So brotherly love is an important aspect in church.
但我们今天，当我们来读主给腓拉铁菲教会的这封书信的时候，我们还是要尊重原文，看看主到底是怎么说的。
So as we are reading the letter that the Lord gave to the church in Philadelphia, we should read the original context.
其实，在腓拉铁菲啊这个城市哈、啊，在亚细亚的这个城市哈、啊，它这个城市被造的时候。福音并还没有传到这个地方。
So when this city was built, the gospel has not reached to this city yet.
所以这个城市的命名虽然很好听，但是并不是出自圣经的。
So even though this name is really related, kind of related, but it didn't come from the Bible.
我们都知道哈，在这个启示录里面有七个这个城市。
We know about seven churches in this book of Revelation.
按照地理位置来排的话，大概可以排成这个两排。
So geographically, there are two rows.
那有前面有那个以弗所、士美拿、别加摩，这三个是沿海的城市。
So the first row along the shore is Ephesus, Smyrna, and Pergamos.
那后面的那个四个城市就是推亚推拉、萨迪、腓拉铁菲和老底加，他们。就往内陆一点，就在排在第二排。
And the other row of four churches are more inland, and they are Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea.
在以弗所和士美拿，他们这两个城市之间哈，有一个山谷，如果沿着这个山谷往内地方向行走的话。
So between the church of Ephesus and Smyrna, there is this valley, and along the valley road.Going inland,
那么你就会到了腓拉铁菲。
It will reach to Philadelphia.
那这个腓拉铁菲它处在这个从亚洲从欧洲通往亚洲的这个交通的要道上。
So actually, Philadelphia is acting like a gate between Europe and the Asia, Minor Asia.
所以它的作用啊，它是就是希腊文化要传入到亚洲的这个一个重要的地方。
So it is an important.Point where the Greek culture will pass into Asia.
那我们现在就来具体的看一下，就是主写给腓拉铁菲的这封书信。
So let's see the letter that the Lord wrote to church in Philadelphia.
那弟兄可以把那个章节哈，经文是在这个，启示录的第三章七到十三节。
So the scripture is in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 7 to 13.
好，那我先读一节，然后姊妹可以翻译一节哈。
I'll read in Chinese and then the translation in English.
第七节，开始说，你要写信给腓拉铁菲教会的使者说，那圣洁真实拿着大卫的钥匙开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的说。
To the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, These are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open.
我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道。没有弃绝我的名，看哪，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
I know your deed. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name.
那撒旦一会的，自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎的。我要使他们来在你脚前下拜。也使他们知道我是已经爱你了。
I'll make those who are of the synagogue of Satan, who claim to be Jews though they are not, but are liars, I'll make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I've loved you.
你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。
Since you have kept my command to endure patiently, I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come upon the whole world to test those who live on the earth.
我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去你的冠冕。
I'm coming soon, hold on to what you have, so that no one will take your crown.
得胜的，我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也不再从那里出去。我又要将我神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上，从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在它上面。
Him who overcomes, I'll make a pillar in the temple of my God. Never again will he leave it. I'll write on him that name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God, and I will also write on him my new name.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
好，我们再开始。真正开始之前有点祷告。
So let's have more prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你将这段话再次赐给我们。
Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for giving us this word.
你在2000年前向着腓拉铁菲教会所说的话，今天求你再向你地上的教会再次来解开。
The word that you spoke to the church in Philadelphia 2,000 years ago, hope you can open up again to us.
我们相信这些话不但是写给那时的教会，也是写给今天我们这个教会的。
We believe these words were not just for the church back then, but also to us now.
也求你用着这个不配的器皿，今天能够为你做出口。
And may you use us, the unworthy vessel, to be the mouth for your word.
请你洁净孩子的嘴。
And may you clean my mouth.
你帮助我们在座的每一位弟兄姊妹能够都有能听的耳朵，能够将你的话能够听到，接受到心里面去。
And help the brothers and sisters listening to this have a hearing ears and accept your word into their heart.
祷告靠主耶稣基督的名。
And our prayer in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
那我们刚刚读了这个主给写给腓拉铁菲教会的书信。
So we just read the letter that Lord has given to the church in Philadelphia.
就像主写给其他的六个教会的书信一样，他都有一个一个 pattern， 就是一个规范。
Just like the other letters to the other six churches, there is a pattern.
首先，主启示他自己是谁。
So first, Lord reveal who he is.
然后，他在阐明这个腓拉铁菲教会他们的光景如何。
And then he revealed the condition of the church.
然后再接下来是主对腓拉铁菲教会的劝勉。和警告。
And then the exhortation and the warning to the church.
对得胜者的呼召和奖赏。
And the calling to the overcomers and reward.
那最后就说凡有耳的就当听。
And then at the end, he said, "Who he has ear, let him hear what the Spirit says."
所以这就显明，凡有耳的，就是不是指着只有在腓拉铁菲教会。就是今天所有在地上凡有耳的神的儿女都应当听。
So when the letter says he who has an ear, it doesn't only refer to the church in Philadelphia, but anyone nowadays in church.
所以我们的祷告是我们今天能够听到他的声音，并且能够有一个心智愿意照着他的话而行。
So we should pray that today that we can hear his voice and willing to follow his word.
那我们首先来看主是怎么样介绍他自己。
So first, we see how the Lord introduced himself.
因为主介绍他自己说他是圣洁真实，拿着大卫的钥匙，开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的。
He said that he is holy and true. Who holds the key of David? What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open.
主为什么要这样子介绍他自己呢？
And why should the Lord introduce himself like this way?
这是因为在当时腓拉铁菲教会他们正在面临来自犹太教的逼迫。
Because at that time, the church in Philadelphia are facing persecutions from Jews.
主的这些话是针对那些自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人说的。
So the Lord's word is pointing to those who call themselves as Jews, but they are not.
因为这些人他们否定 否认啊，那个耶稣是弥赛亚。
Because they deny Jesus as the Messiah.
他们也逼迫跟随耶稣的外邦人。
And they persecute the Gentiles who follow Jesus.
可是当主说他是圣洁的时候，其实就是说他就是神。
So when the Lord said that he is holy, it's referring that he is God.
因为犹太人都知道，只有神是圣洁的。
Because to the Jews, holy only referred to God.
在启示录第六章第十节里面有这样子的话。
So in the book of Revelation chapter 6 verse 10.
和祭坛下有大声喊着说，真圣洁真实的主啊，你不审判住在地上的人，给我们生流血的冤要到几时呢？
They called in a loud voice, How long, sovereign God, sovereign Lord, holy and true, until you judge the inhabitants of the earth and avenge our blood?
所以这边圣洁真实和这个主自己那个 Sovereign Lord 是连在一起的。
So holy and true is related to the Sovereign Lord.
然后启示录一章十八节有说。
Book of Revelation chapter 1:18 also says.
主说我曾死过，现在又活了，直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades.
所以那里面说的他是拿着死亡和阴间钥匙。
So he is the one holding the keys of death and Hades.
但我们刚刚读到的这是说他是大卫的钥匙，开了就没有能关，关了就没有人能开。
And earlier we read that he is holding the key of David. What he opens, no one can shut, and what he shuts, no one can open.
所以犹太人都知道这个大卫。代表的就是这个王。
So the to Jews David is the king.
那个钥匙代表的是权柄。
And the key referred to authority.
所以当犹太人他们不认耶稣是主时，耶稣就启示说他就是那个真神。
So when the Jews reject Jesus as the Messiah, then they reject him as the king.
我们的主他有王的权柄。
Our Lord has the authority as king.
所以他说这些话，那也同时也是对着腓拉铁菲的教会是一个非常大的这个鼓励。
So when he talked about this, holding the key of David is actually encouraging brothers and sisters in Philadelphia.
让他们知道他们所信靠的是位圣洁的、有能力的真神。
So that they can know that the one that they believe in is the true and holy.
那么接下来我们看看腓拉铁菲教会他们一个实际的这个光景是怎么样。
So how about the conditions of the church in Philadelphia at that time?
主其实对每个教会都说，我知道你的行为。
So in the beginning of each letter, he wrote, I know your deed.
那当然主并没有详细的记载说每个教会他们都做了些什么事。
So the letters did not detailly record each church what they have done.
我们都知道腓拉铁菲教会啊是唯一一个主只有这个赞赏没有责备的一个教会。
But we know that the church in Philadelphia is the only one that the Lord has praised and no rebuke.
对不起，刚刚还有一个斯美纳教会，
And also Seminar Church.
但稀奇的哈，主在这里哈，并没有像其他的教会那样子，说到他们的一些外面的表现，比如说他们有爱心啦、啊，有信心啦、啊，而且很勤劳啊，等等。
But in this letter, the Lord did not say anything about their deed, such as other letters. They mentioned that they work hard, they have love.
这边主只是说他们有一点点的力量。
And the Lord here only says that you have little strength.
那腓拉铁菲教会其实是一个很小的教会。
So Philadelphia Church is actually a small church.
我过去一直以为腓拉铁菲教会应该是这七个教会里面最小的一个教会。
In the past, I thought Philadelphia Church is the smallest one out of these seven.
一直到上一次我们的弟兄在交通推亚推拉教会的时候，他说推亚推拉教会也是最小的。
So the brother shared not long ago that says that Thyatira is actually the smallest church.
那我估计腓拉铁菲应该就是次小的教会。
So then maybe Philadelphia is the second smallest.
然而这个教会虽然很小，能力不大，但就靠着这一点点的这个力量哈、啊， 腓拉铁菲教会他们能够遵守主的道。
So even though the Philadelphia church is small and with little strength, but they are able to obey the Lord's command.
尤其是能够遵守忍耐的道。
And they can keep their endurance.
没有弃绝主的名。
And they did not deny Lord's name.
就光是这一点就得到主的赞赏。
And just because what they did of these two, they received reward from the Lord.
所以我们看到我们的主他所看重的不是教会的规模有多大，外面做的这个行动有多么的轰轰烈烈。
So we see that the Lord rewards church not based on how many people gather and what they have done.
主所看重的是教会是不是能够依靠主所赐的能力，能够忠心于主的托付。
But the Lord is paying attention to how faithful the church is.
那联系到我们自己的这个教会啊。
So if connected to our own church.
我们的教会人数也很少。
We have not many numbers of brothers, sisters.
力量也不足。
And our strength is also little.
那但愿我们从这个腓拉铁菲的教会我们都能够学到一点功课，看怎么样子能够讨神喜悦。
But we can learn the lessons from this church in Philadelphia to see how we can please the Lord.
主在道成肉身来到地上的时候，他是生在这个犹太人的家里面。
As the Lord came to flesh, he was born in a Jewish family.
他把福音传给犹太人，然而遭到了弃绝。
He spread the gospel to Jews, but was rejected.
其实，在《使徒行传》里面，我们也看到同样的这么一个模式。
So in the book of Acts, we also see.
那每到这个每当这个福音传到一个地方的时候，往往都是先传到这个犹太人的会堂里面。
Every time the gospel spread to a new place, it first spread to the synagogue of Jews.
但是也往往就遭到了拒绝。
But then they always got rejected.
那这个福音宣传到犹太人的会堂里面，因为这里是一个真正敬拜真神的地方。
So the gospel was spread in the synagogue of Jews, because this is the place to worship the Lord.
那福音就是要告诉那些还在等待弥赛亚的人，真正的弥赛亚已经到了。
Gospel is to tell those people who are waiting for the Messiah that Messiah is here.
但这个犹太教，他们总以为自己是神唯一的选民，以这个为自居。
But the Judaism do not agree.
Yeah, 他们总认为他们是神所唯一的这个选民。
They believe that they are the only chosen people in the earth.
他们犹太的拉比哈、也以为只有自己。才是真正能够解释神话语的人。
And the rabbi in the among the Jews believe that they are the only one who can interpret the Bible.
他们因而拒绝承认耶稣。
And therefore they rejected Jesus.
而且他们也排斥，甚至是逼迫那些跟随耶稣的外邦人。
And they persecuted the followers of Jesus.
因为他们不能够承认或者接受一个事实，就是神也拣选外邦人。
Because they cannot accept the fact that the Lord is also choosing the Gentiles.
腓拉铁菲教会当时就处在这样子的一个环境当中。
So that's the condition of the church in Philadelphia.
他们遭受到来自犹太教的逼迫。
So they were persecuted by Jews.
然而主说这些不是真犹太人，他们乃是撒旦议会的。
But the Lord said they are not the true group, they are actually the synagogue of Satan.
今天我们的教会似乎不太像腓拉铁菲教会那样子，因为我们跟犹太教好像没有任何的瓜葛。
Today we are not like the church in Philadelphia because we are not related to the synagogue of Jews.
但是我们是不是会遭受到在基督教里面有一些类似像犹太教这样子的麻烦呢？
But were we also facing the same type of problem that they are facing?
是不是有些人在我们之前他们信了主？
Is there someone that who believed the Lord before us?
他们自以为已经认识了圣经，认识了基督。
And they thought that they already knew the Bible and they already knew Christ.
他们也可能已经建立了一套固定的敬拜的方式，或者建立了一套关于基督信仰的理论体系。
And they have set up a theology and also rituals.
那如果有别的信徒与他们有不同的看见，那么就会遭到这些人的反对，甚至逼迫。
And then if there are other Christ believers who has opposite belief, then they got persecuted.
其实这样子的事情在历史上已经发生了很多次。
So something like this had happened many times.
那我们是不是也可能或者说已经遭遇过类似这样子的情形，不能说逼迫，那可能至少是不是有遭受到反对呢？
Maybe we have not received persecution, but did we receive opposition?
那这些在后面来的人，如果他们能够看到那个真理的亮光，能够对真理有更准确的把握，使我们是不是能够持守在真理上而不妥协呢？
So the later believers, if they see the truth, are they able to keep the truth?
那如果真能这样子做的话，就会受到像腓拉铁菲教会一样，能够得到主的赞赏。
And if they can, they will be like the church in Philadelphia, receiving praise from the Lord.
那另外一面，我们自己有没有可能会落入到这个假犹太人、假犹太教那样子的光景呢？
And on the other side, are we, by chance also fallen into like the synagogue of Jews?
我们长时间以来哈，我们这边的教会，我们一直都非常强调哈，我们要认真的研读查考圣经。
We always claim that we have to seriously read the Bible.
这当然是非常非常好的事情，是应该做的事情。
Of course, this is something we should do.
我们有很多的教，我们有很多很多的聚会。
We have a lot of gatherings.
我们的聚会，我们不但是这个查考圣经，我们甚至在一起来学习一些有名望的这些弟兄们他们的著作或者是他们的讲道。
Not only we read the Bible, we also read another commentaries from some famous brothers who wrote it.
那我们当中有很多弟兄也特别有交通的恩赐。
And some brothers have very good fellowship.
那我们这些的我们当中的我们的弟兄们的这些的分享非常的深刻，甚至都很深奥。
And a lot of impressive sharings as well.
那我们是不是这样子？而且甚至哈，很多外面的这个弟兄他们都羡慕我们。
And even other brothers and sisters admired our condition.
那是不是因为这样子，我们会因此就骄傲，以为我们就看到了所有的真理？
But would this make us be proud and pride of ourselves that we thought that we have seen everything?
我们会不会也会因此，我们就会排斥其他的一些弟兄，当他们有一些不同的看见的时候？
And would this make us expel other brothers and sisters who has different vision?
甚至当我们只关注在少数的一些弟兄他们的著作和他们讲到的信息的时候。
Or maybe we only concentrate on a few famous brothers' writing.
那我们是不是认识到神其实是非常非常丰富的神，他也可以借着许多别的宗派的弟兄能够释放非常有益的信息。
Should we know that our Lord is abundant, that he can also release his word through different denominations?
我前几个星期哈，是临时安排就特别回国了一趟。
So a few weeks ago I went back to China.
然后我回国参的第一个主日，我就去我们当地的教会参加他们的主日敬拜。
The first Sunday worship I went to a local church.
那是一个三字教会。
And it's called the Three Cross?
Three Self Government Church. Chinese Government Church.
So it's established as the registered church in China.
Yeah. 那我知道我们对三字教会没有什么好感，甚至已经有一个预设的立场。
So we have a predetermined attitude towards the Three Self Church.
那我坐在那边信息的时候，其实我对 将要听到的信息并不抱有任何的期待。
So as I was sitting there, I wasn't expecting too much from the message.
那天那个牧师他在讲好撒玛利亚人的这个故事，这一段大家非常熟悉的经文。
So the pastor was sharing about the Good Samaritan story.
那大家记得不记得，在有一次交通分享的聚会当中，张恒弟兄在这边，他有分享到好撒玛利亚人的这个故事。
So do you remember a brother who shared about the Good Samaritan?
张恒。
Brother 张恒 Harry was sharing about the Good Samaritan on here.
因为其实他是在网上听了一段这个信息，然后他把那段信息重复出来。
So Harry had heard a message and then he shared with us.
那后来我听完他的之后，我就在网上就真的去听了他听的，就是看了那个原始那段那个录像。
And then I also listened to this original message that Harry listened to.
那个是，其实是加州的一位，其实是蛮有影响力的传道人，他的名字叫 John MacArthur.
John MacArthur.
Yeah.
So it was from a famous pastor, John MacArthur.
对，那对我后来也听了，对，所以我对这段经文就尤其的熟悉。
So then I was very familiar with this story about the Good Samaritan.
但那天我在听这个在三字教会听这位牧师在讲这段经文的时候，我越听就越诧异。
So as I was sitting in the Free Self Church, I was listening to this pastor.
因为他实在是特别有亮光。
And I was surprised how enlightenment that he has received.
因为即使我对这段经文已经比较熟悉了，可是他通过他的信息让我有非常非常多的得着。
I thought I already know this passage, but he gave a very special visions.
所以我举这个例子就是说，其实神的供应是非常非常的丰富。我们是不是有的时候我们把我们自己局限得太小了？
So I want to give this example because I think the Lord has abundant supply to us, but are we restricting ourselves into a small group?
还有是不是我们对别的一些宗派，我们是不是有太多这个预设的立场？
And are we having predetermined attitude towards other denominations?
那菲拉铁菲的教会，他在遭受这样子逼迫当中哈，他们所表现出来的有三个方面。
So as the church in Philadelphia facing persecutions, they have three reactions.
第一，他们遵守主的道。
First, they keep the way of the Lord.
那其实就是遵行神的一切的旨意。
That means they do all the will of the Lord.
那第二，他们没有弃绝主的名。
Second, they did not reject Lord's name.
即使在这个逼迫当中，他们仍然宣称自己是追随耶稣的。
So during the persecution, they said that they are followers of Jesus.
那试想一下，我们现在我们所处的这个环境啊，基督徒其实。正在遭遇越来越不利的这样子的对待。
In our current environment, we are also facing a very disadvantage as a Christian.
那我们是不是在非常险恶的这样子的场合当中，我们仍然能够公开的宣告我们的基督徒的身份呢？
In some circumstances, are we still willing to claim that we are Christian?
第三方面啊，就是他们能够遵守主忍耐的道。
And the third is that they are able to keep the Lord's word of patience.
Is patience 吗？忍耐。Endurance.
And they can endure.
对，那即使在这艰难的这样子的环境，他们仍然能够坚守，能够忍耐，不妥协。
In difficult time, they can still persevere and be patient.
那在这样子的这个大的这个或者说他们现在这个就是在这样子的光景当中哈，那主是怎么样子来反应的呢？
So in such condition, how did Lord react?
那所以我们下面就要讲到那个今天就是我这个。这篇信息的题目叫做菲拉铁菲教会的奖赏。
So, now we are going to talk about the reward of the Church of Philadelphia.
当然 我用奖赏这个词其实是比我们过去说的那个奖赏那个范围就是大一点。
So the reward has a big scope.
对，就其实就包括主给他们的一切的这个帮助、鼓励。
And including all the help and encouragement from the Lord.
当然还有真正的奖赏。
And the actual reward as well.
那这个我们具体的细数起来哈，我们一共有五点。
So there are 5 points I want to share.
第一点就是主给他们要给他们开门，而且这个门是无人能关的。
That the Lord want to open the door that no one can shut.
那第二点是主要使这个撒旦疑惑的犹太人在他们面前下拜，并且来显明主实在是爱了他们。
And second is to make those who are of the synagogue of Satan who claim to be Jews though they are not, but a liar, and make them come and fall down at their feet.
第三点是普天当普天下人受试炼的时候，主要保守他们免受试炼。
And the third is to keep them from the hour of trial that is going to come upon the whole earth.
第四点，主应许他们要在神的殿中做柱子。
And the fourth is Lord promised them to be the pillar in the temple of God.
最后第五点，要将神的名字写在他们身上。
Last, the fifth point is to write on him the name of God.
你看有这么多从主来的这好事情都发生在腓拉铁菲教会的身上。
So many good things came to the church in Philadelphia from the Lord.
这是其他六个教会啊不曾有过的这么多的奖赏。
And these were not received to the four, to the other six churches.
所以因此这个腓拉铁菲教会的确也是成了普天下教会他们一个 model 啊，共同追求的这个目标。
So church in Philadelphia is the model for every churches nowadays to pursue.
那我们就一点点来看一下这个五个方面哈。
So let's look into more detail into these five awards.
那第一点就关于这个门哈，一个福音之门。
So first is regarding to this door of Gospel.
这个是在第八节啊，第八节的后半段，他说：“看哪，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。”
So in the verse 8, the later part of verse 8, see, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut.
其实我们刚刚介绍这个背景的时候，我们都知道，就是说由于它的地理位置是非常优越的。
So as we introduced earlier about the geographic location.
那腓拉铁菲哈这个地方就成了这个希腊文明要传入这个亚洲的一个桥头堡。
So Philadelphia became the gate for the Greek culture spreading to Asia.
现在呢，神呢也就用在腓拉铁菲教会，要使它成为福音传入亚洲内地的一个重要的渠道。
So now the Lord wants to use Philadelphia to spread the gospel to Asia.
虽然他们的力量非常的微小。但神却应许他们，这个门开了就没有人能关。
Even though they have little strength, but the Lord promised them that when the door is open, no one can shut.
神的旨意是永不会更改。
And the Lord's will never change.
那所以呢，这个会使得当时的腓拉铁菲的弟兄们哈，他们会非常的的信心更加的坚固。
So this is a great encouragement to the church in Philadelphia.
其实今天我们的教会也处在一个非常一个独特的这样子的位置。
So our church is also in this unique position.
其实在上次我在分享这个以弗所教会的时候我已经说到了。
Last time when I shared about the church of Ephesus.
我们教会在这个大纽约地区，在这个华人的这个圈子里面，社区里面。
As we are in the Chinese group,
虽然我们目前教会的人数好像非常的稀少，
even though we have little numbers,
但主其实是用来我们做了很大的事情。
But the Lord is doing great work.
因为有很多人是从我们这边出去。
Because there are a lot of people coming out from us.
有些人在这边学习，有些人是在这边来探亲。
Some people came to study, some just to visit families.
然后再来到我们教会信了主，然后又回国。
believe in the Lord as they come to our church, and then they return back to mainland China.
也把福音带回去。
And they brought the gospel back.
而且我们当中也有不少不单是信了主，而且在这边被建造起来。
A lot of families also believe in the Lord and be built up.
所以当他们出去的时候，他们能够在别的地方能够好好的服侍主。
And then when they go out, they will serve in other places.
那所以我们虽然我们感觉我们的力量不足，
even though we feel that we have little strength,
我们也要必然要坚信这个神给我们这个托付，神给我们开了这个福音的门，打开了就不能不会就必不能关。
But we have to strongly believe that when the gospel door is open, it will not be shut.
还有最近开始哈，我们注意到我们的社区开始有我们有几家人开始到我们这边来聚会。
And we also see that around us there are a few families attending us with us.
包括我们今天的 Audrey 姊妹。
And also our sister sitting in the back.
对，那这也是我们弟兄们在祷告的一个方向，看神是怎么样要用着我们，在我们这个社区里面能够尽到功用。
And this is one of our prayers to see how the Lord will use us in this community.
如果这是主的一个心意，主给我们新开了一扇门。
If this is the will of Lord, He is going to open a new door.
那我们就要忠心于神给主给我们的一个这个托付。
Then we have to be faithful with this burden.
因为主开了的门就不能关。
Because if the Lord opened the door, it will not be shut.
那主他虽然我们的力量只有一点点，那主也必定能够供应我们一切所需要的。
Even though we have little faith, but the Lord will give us what we need.
只是说我们主这个门是不能关的，是不是我们自己把这个门关上了？
So the Lord said this door cannot be shut, but did we try to shut it?
那求神能够开我们的眼睛，让我们能够很清楚地明白他的旨意，并且能够跟得上。
May the Lord open our eyes so that we can follow up His will.
那第二点讲到主的厚爱。
And the second point is mentioning about the great love from the Lord.
第九节，那撒旦一会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎的。我要使他们来在你脚前下拜，也使他们知道我是已经爱你了。
Verse 9, I'll make those who are of the synagogue of Satan, who claim to be Jews, though they are not, but are liars, I'll make them come and fall down at your feet and acknowledge that I have loved you.
主在这边是说，他说，好像说是，虽然你们现在在遭受一些苦难，但我终将要将那些否认耶稣的这个犹太人能够认识到他们所弃绝的这个耶稣就是主。
So here, my understanding is the Lord is telling the church in Philadelphia that you are, although you are under persecution, but I'm going to make the Jews to know that you are the one that I love.
他们所逼迫的这个教会
，the church that the Jews persecuted，
乃是主所最钟爱的
，is the church that the Lord loves。
主要是他们前来下拜，就是说他们要承认他们错了。
And what does it mean to make them come and fall down? Is meaning that to make them acknowledge they made mistake.
他们不得不承认耶稣和教会的地位。
They would not be able to deny Lord position and church position.
教会是基督的身体。
And church is the body of Christ.
当然是教会 是耶稣所最爱的。
And therefore is the most loved by the Lord.
而且将来我们要与基督一同坐在宝座上，能够来接受一切受造之物的敬拜。
And church is going to sit on the throne with the Christ to receive everything that was created.
这当然是荣耀无比的事情。
And of course, this is a glorious thing too.
但如果主要对某一个教会单独的强调的说我已经爱你了。
But if the Lord want to pinpoint a church that says that I have loved you,
这就是格外的强调，是格外的荣誉。
And that is like pointing out separately.
有哪个教会会不羡慕能够得到主这样的专门的称赞呢？
Which church would not admire such a claim?
就像这个孩子哈，我们可能很爱孩子，会给他提供很多很多物质上这个很多的这个供应和便利。
Just like our children, we give whatever they need.
就是你给他很多东西，买的东西，其实都比不上你对那孩子说我爱你了。
But whatever you give would not supersede what you say to him that I love you.
是不是这样子呢？
Is that the same case?
反过来也是一样。
And on the other side, it's the same.
那个儿女们很孝顺父亲母亲，但是都比不上他，就是说不管他买什么东西来孝敬你，其实都比不上他到父母亲面前给他一个大大的拥抱，说一声我爱你。
And the children buy a lot of things for the parents that would not supersede from the children coming and to hold the parents and say I love you.
所以，所有给这些教会的奖赏，有哪一个能够超过主说我爱你了呢？
So what type of reward will supersede from the Lord saying I love you?
我们快快地讲到第三点，要免受试炼。
So the third point is to avoid being tested.
第十节啊，他说：“你既遵守了我忍耐的道，我必在普天下忍受试炼的时候，保守你，免去你的试炼。”
Verse 10, since you have kept my command to endure patiently, I'll also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come upon the whole world to test those who live on the earth.
现在圣经当中有很多很多地方都教导我们要忍耐。
So in the Bible, many times it teaches us to endure.
所以要这个遵行忍耐哈，其实每一位这个门徒都需要学习和经历，这是一个必修课。
To be able to keep my command and to endure patiently require our experiences.
但忍耐的程度可能会有所不同。
The degree of endurance is different to everyone.
腓拉铁非教会他们忍耐了许多哈，以至于主要应许他们要免去将来的试炼。
So the Philadelphia church has endured so much that the Lord make a promise to them.
其实另外一个教会是跟腓拉铁非教会很相近的，就是圣美拿教会。
There is a church very similar to Philadelphia, which is similar.
那么圣美拿教会也是一样，他们正在遭受犹太教来自犹太教的逼迫。
So the church in Seminar also received a lot of persecutions from Jews.
那主在第二章第十节对他们说：“你将要受的苦，你不用怕。”魔鬼要把你们中间几个人下在监里，叫你们被试炼，你们必遭受患难十日。
Chapter 2, verse 10. Do not be afraid of what you are about to suffer. I'll tell you, the devil will put some of you in prison to test you, and you will suffer persecution for 10 days.
这里主还没有让示美拿教会免去试炼。
So the Lord did not skip Seminar Church from persecution.
但是大大的缩短了他们要遭受患难的日子。
And clearly says that they are going to suffer.
但缩短了他们受难的日子。
But Lord shortened the time that they will suffer.
而且他这边的试炼，他主明确的说，这是来自魔鬼的试炼。
And clearly saying that the trial came from the Satan.
但在这边哈，主说的对腓拉铁非说的这个试炼，是指着将来在普天下人都要受的这个试炼。
And the trial that the Lord point to the church in Philadelphia is the trial that the whole world is going to face.
那许多圣经学者都相信这是指着启示录后半段里面讲的那个大灾难。
So every Bible scholar believe that this referred to the tribulation.
那这边主的应许是说他们会免受这个试炼。
So the Lord promised them they are going to skip this trial.
在那有我们都知道，这关于这个教会是灾前被提，灾后被提有很大的争议。
So we know a lot of Bible scholar has this dispute regarding to rapture before tribulation or after tribulation.
那有一部分学者是认为是灾前被提。
And one scholar believe is before tribulation.
那么他们就引用这一段经文，说这个就是一个证据，说教会。要免去这个灾难，就是灾前被提。
So they quoted this passage, they're saying that this church is going to avoid the rapture before tribulation.
我们不管这个争议是什么样子，但是无疑这句话对着在苦难当中的教会来讲是极大的鼓舞。
So we don't know the actual explanation, but we know that this is a great encouragement to church.
那当然，我们也希望我们的教会也能够有这样子的福气。
So we also hope that our church is blessed to be like this.
但这里面有一个前提。
But there is this requirement.
前提是要能够遵守主忍耐的道。
Prerequisite is to be able to follow Lord's command.
Endurance.
Oh, to keep His command in endurance, endure His command.
第四点哈，讲到他们要做神殿中做柱子。
And the fourth point is to be able to be the pillar in church.
在第十二节，得胜的我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。
Him who overcomes, I'll make a pillar in the temple of my God. Never again will he leave it.
那柱子在建筑中是起到一个非常重要的支撑的这个作用。
So pillar is very important as the structural bearing.
那我们看看我们这个大堂看得见的哈，至少有六根柱子。
So we can look at our building right here. There are six pillars.
那这个柱子本身，因为我们这个非常宏伟的一个建筑，这个柱子本身需要非常的坚固，非常的粗壮。
So we know that these pillars has to be very strong and solid.
那我们今天是看得见，但是其实往往还有很多看不见的地方，也有很多支撑的柱子。
So these are the ones that we see, but there are also other hidden pillars.
而且我们的经验都知道，往往那些柱子都被墙壁啦，或者是别的装饰的东西给遮盖起来。
So there are some pillars hidden by walls or decorations.
那腓拉铁菲教会虽然它只有一点点力量，但好像没有什么可以特别显露出来的。
So Philadelphia only have little strength, as if that they cannot reveal too much.
但主却要叫他们在神的殿中要做柱子，这个是让我们大跌眼镜的事情。
But Lord want them to be the pillar of church.
但我们要相信啊，神所看重的是他们的忠心和忍耐。
So we have to believe that the Lord pay attention to their faithfulness.
神将他们
摆在 and their endurance.
神将他们摆在这个位置上，神就会必定会供应。
As the Lord put them into this position, the Lord is going to help them.
虽然他们现在非常软弱，但是神会赐给他们足够的力量，使他们足够的坚强，可以承受这样子的重担。
Even though they are weak.But the Lord is going to help them to be strong.
就好像诗篇中那个我要在婴孩和吃奶的口中建立能力，好像这话就应验了。
Just like in the book of Psalms, it mentioned about how Lord is going to build up a baby who is drinking milk.
我们其实都很熟悉一个比喻，就是那个主人将五千、两千和一千银子按照才干。然后交托给仆人来管理。
There is a parable that we are very familiar with, the parable of the talent.
那这个无论这个仆人的才干如何哈，是不是那个五千的呢，还是两千的，只要他们是忠于主的托付，主都称赞，主人啊都称赞他们。
So no matter servant who receive 5 talents or 2 talents, the Lord praise them because of their faithfulness.
主说，好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多的事派你管理，将来可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
The Lord said to both of them, saying, well done, good and faithful servant, you have been faithful with a few things, I'll put you in charge of many things.
然而对那个又恶又懒的仆人，这是斥责 和丢弃。
But the Lord rebuked the wicked and lazy one.
这话也是就正应验在这腓拉铁菲教会的身上。
And this also applied to the Church of Philadelphia.
因为他们在地上一点点的小事上忠心，将来要在神的殿中做柱子。
And because they are faithful on few little things, then they will become the important pillar.
我们都知道这个基法和雅各他们被称为教会的柱石。
And we also know Cephas and Jacob, they are the church, the pillar, they are the foundation rock of church.
当然这是就是两位被神所重用的非常有名望的这个仆人。
And they are the two important servants.
那腓拉铁腓教会他们里面没有像这个彼得像雅各这么有名望的仆人，然而神同样的让他们在这个神的殿中要做柱石。
Even though church in Philadelphia, they don't have some famous brother like Cephas and Jacob, but the church of Philadelphia is going to be the pillar of the temple of God.
我相信这些话也是对着我们今天的教会说的。
And this is what important to us.
那据历史的考证啊，其实腓拉铁腓教这个城市是处在一个地震带上。
Historically, this Philadelphia location is on an earthquake region.
所以他们经常会有地震发生。
So they have earthquake from time to time.
那边的居民都时刻的准备着，一旦这个地震来了，他们就时刻准备撤离。
So the people who live there always get ready to evacuate.
有些人干脆就住在城外，那只是在这个白天进城就做做买卖就好了。
So they will live outside of the city and only go inside the city to do business during the day.
然而主对腓拉铁腓教会说，你必不再从那里出去了。
So the Lord said that you will never again leave it.
因为他们这个柱子是建立在主自己这个坚固的磐石上。
Because this pillar is built on the Lord, on the rock of the Lord.
这个主所建造的是不能够震动的国。
And the Lord is going to build a city that is not being shaken.
即使地震来临了，也不会动摇。
And even earthquake comes, it would not be shaken.
所以什么时候我们只要把自己藏身在主里面，就必不再从那里出去。
So as long as we hide within the Lord, we don't need to leave.
那这个在神殿中做柱子还有第二层的含义。
So there is a second layer meaning.
大家记得不在所罗门所建的这个圣殿前面有两根柱子。
So if you remember the temple built by Solomon, there are two pillars as well.
有一根叫做亚金，意思是神的旨意。
One is the Trachin pillar, meaning the God's will.
那第二根叫做波阿斯，它的意思是神的力量。
And the second one is pillar of Boaz, which means God's strength.
这两根柱子是纪念柱。
So these two pillars are as remembering of the Lord.
是要显在人前的，要来彰显神自己。
And to reveal in front of the public, to reveal Lord's sovereignty.
那教会也要像这个纪念柱一样在地上哈，要有见证。
So church is also acting like these two pillars to have testimony for the Lord.
让人看见了就归荣耀给神。
And so when people see, they will give glory to God.
那第五点。讲到这个要铭刻神的名在他们身上。
And the fifth is to mention about crafting Lord's name.
在十二节的后半段，我又要将我神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的新名都写在它上面。
Verse 12, I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which is coming down out of heaven from my God.
腓拉铁腓这个城市啊，其实他们改过几次名字。
So this place, Philadelphia, has changed name a few times.
比如说他们这个城市遭受地震然后被毁灭了。
So after earthquake, the city got destroyed.
那当时的罗马政府帮助他们重建。
And the emperor of Roman has rebuilt the place.
他们为了表示感谢，他们就把他的这个城市的名字改成罗马皇帝的名字。
To express their thankfulness, they changed the place name to the Roman Empire's name.
当然，他们最后又把名字又改回腓拉铁腓。
And then afterward, it was changed back to Philadelphia.
所以当主说他要把神的名、圣城的名，还有主的新名。都要写在它上面的时候，其实腓拉铁腓的教会他们很快就明白这是什么意思。
So when the Lord said, "I'll write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of God," they understand this meaning very well.
其实这个名字哈，尤其写在外头有两个含义。
So the name represents two meanings.
一个是表示归属。
First is what you belong to.
那 主所拣选的教会哈，它不是属于地上的任何的君王的。
So the church that the Lord has chosen do not belong to any emperor.
乃是属神。
But belong to God.
属基督。
To Christ.
也属神的国度。
And to the kingdom of God.
那第二点就表明啊，第二点这个名字哈是表示尊敬。
And the second meaning is to respect.
其实我们在公园里面常常都看到那个长椅上，往往都会写着一行字。
So in park, sometimes we see carving of names along the bench.
就是要纪念某某某。
That is to remembering of who and who.
比如说 in memory of so and so.
And then it will say in memory of so and so.
那其实，在腓拉铁菲那个城市哈，也有很多，他们有很多的柱子，柱子上也刻着一些名字。
So in Philadelphia, this town, there are a lot of pillars with names as well.
那些名字都是当时在。就是对城市有贡献的那个市民他们的名字。
And those are names from citizens who has contributed to the city.
对，那就是来表彰他们做的贡献。
And to reveal what they have contributed.
那当神把他的名字写在教会上面，也就是提醒我们，我们要来遵从他。
So when Lord writes His name on church, it to remind us that we have to follow His command.
哦，我们遵从他，我们。Worship and respect.
Oh, oh. So we have to respect him.
那就不管怎么样哈，如果我们今天我们的身上能够背负有至高神和基督的名，这是何等荣耀的事情。
So what a glory that we have in on us having this name of God.
虽然这个腓拉铁菲教会是好的无比，主并没有责备他们任何事情。
So even though such a good church that the Lord did not rebuke,
但是主其实对他们有一个警告。
But Lord gave them a warning.
在十一节。
In verse 11.
他说：“我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得人夺去了你的冠冕。”
I'm coming soon. Hold on to what you have, so that no one will take your crown.
当然，这个警告不是因为他们已经做了，这是一个好像预警。
So this is not something what they have done.
但是是一个预先的这个预防性的这个警告。
But it's a precautious warning.
对。那主给他们这个警告就是要让他们持守所有的。
So the warning is to say that hold on to what you have.
好像是说你们到目前为止都做得很好。
So it's saying that what you have done so far is good.
你遵循了我忍耐的道。
You had followed the endurance command.
请你们继续下去，不要偏离了。
And please continue and don't deviate.
否则的话，我要夺取你们的奖赏。
Otherwise, I'm going to take away your crown.
那腓拉铁菲，我们刚讲的是一个很小的教会。
So again, Philadelphia is a small church.
主并没有嘱咐他们说，你们要努力，要发展，要壮大你们的教会。
Lord did not say that, hey, you have to expand and be strong.
只是简简单单说，你们持守你们所有的。
But he simply say, hold on to what you have.
今天我们教会的地上很多教会我们的努力的方向都是要努力的使我们的教会这个规模能够扩大。
So a lot of churches target to expand nowadays.
我们要能够或者是要扩大我们的影响力。
Or target how to be more influential.
但在这个过程当中往往就掺杂了许多人的思想。还有很多世界的做法。
But a lot of time because of their target, they included the social thought into the church.
那我们对比推亚推拉这个教会，我们也知道也是个很小很小的教会。
So if we look at the Thyatira church, it's also a small church.
但是他们就非常的活跃，是不是？然后他们还有很多的善行。
And they are very active and they did a lot of good deeds.
他们容让耶洗别一党。混入了教会。
But they allow the group of Jezebel into church.
也许正是这个耶洗别这一党帮助了教会壮大，使他们在外面看起来非常非常的兴旺。
Maybe this Jezebel's group has expand this church.
但正是耶洗别这一党，他们引诱教会堕落。
But that is just because of Jezebel's group that they make the church fallen.
他们引诱教会行淫堕落。
And they tempt the church into sexual immorality.
遭自主严厉的这个责备。
And cause the church, and cause the Lord to rebuke church.
今天哈、啊，我们的教会跟腓拉铁菲教会其实有几分相似之处。
Today we actually are very similar to the Church of Philadelphia.
我们当然希望我们自己的教会在各样的这个服事、各样的事工上都能够扩大，都能够兴旺起来。
Of course, we want our church to thrive and expand.
但求主保守我们时刻的警醒。
But may the Lord keep us to be alert.
我们首先要持守我们所有的。
We have to keep what we have first.
要撇弃一切不讨神喜悦的东西。
And we have to get rid of everything that the Lord are not pleased with.
腓拉铁菲教会他们蒙主这个赞赏是在遵守主的道，不弃绝他的名，并且能够忍耐这个三个方面。
Philadelphia Church received praises from the Lord because he can keep Lord's name and did not deny his name and endure.
那遵守主的道就是主让他们怎么样子做，他们就怎么样子行。
Keeping Lord's way is to follow his command.
没有像推亚推拉教会那样子，在主没有说的、主不许可的，他们也拉到教会里面来。
Unlike the other churches that the Lord do not allow, and they, but they allow the church to get corrupted.
所以主量给我们多少力量，我们就忠心的服事，做多少事情。
So when the Lord gives us the level of strength, then we will use all the strength that received to serve the Lord.
当然，我们也不可像那个领受了一千银子的那个仆人。
So we should not be like the servant who received the one talent.
然后把主给我们赐给我们的这个给放置在一搁置在一旁。
And put the one talent that the Lord gave us aside.
从而就亏负了神给我们的托付。
And short of what the Lord gave us.
那也我愿我们能够像腓拉铁菲教会一样。
And may we be like the church in Philadelphia.
靠着主给我们的无论多少的能力，我们忠心的服事，学习忍耐。
And、depending on the Lord fully on whatever strength that he gave us, and we can be faithful and enduring.
我们也相信随着如果我们在服事主的上面能够忠心，
If we can be faithful in our service,
那主会照着我们的身量，他的供应，他的力量会一点点的增加起来。
And the Lord will gradually increase His supply to us as we grow.
但我们也不要忘掉这个学习忍耐的道。
But we have to continue to learn how to endure.
忍耐的道是其实是不是那么容易啊？
Be patient, endure lesson is not easy to learn.
但是这是一个必修课。
But this is a mandatory lesson that we have to learn.
愿主帮助他的教会，也让我们能够得到主喜悦我们的奖赏。
And may the Lord help our church to receive award as well.
好，那我们就停到这里，下面有点祷告。
So I'll stop here and we'll have more prayer.
天主耶稣，我们感谢你将这些话再次赏给我们。
Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for giving us these words.
主啊，借着腓拉铁菲教会，你向我们来显明在你的心意当中的教会是什么样子的。
Through the church in Philadelphia, you show us what church will please you.
就是要能够完全的遵行你的旨意。
That is one who is going to completely follow your command.
能够持守所有的。
And to endure all what we have.
并且能够忍耐。
And to be endurance.
也不弃绝你的名。
And do not deny your name.
主啊，你赐给我们的力量有多少
？Whatever strength you gave us，
我们就忠心的能够用着这个你所赐给我们的力量，我们来服事。
We will fully use the strength to serve you faithfully。
我们不加入人的东西。
What you did not give us，
我们也不掺杂别的东西。
We will not have them mixed。
唯愿我们能够忠心的持守在你的话语当中。
And may we hold on to your command.
而且能够讨你的喜悦
and pleasing you.
愿你给芬达铁菲教会的这些鼓励和奖赏也能够临到我们身上。
And may the encouragement and award that you gave to the church in Philadelphia will also come to us.
我们感谢赞美归给你。
And we thank you and give you all the praise.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
OK, 感谢主，接着指标弟兄向我们说话。
Thank the Lord to have Brother Bill to speak to us.
我也很喜欢他讲的那个殿前的两个柱子。
And I love those two pillars that he mentioned.
我常常不晓得对不对啊，常常觉得就像代表神带着以色列人在旷野中那个云柱火柱的那个象征一样。
It also kind of reminds me about the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire when Lord guiding the Israelites out of Egypt.
在炎热的旷野的征程的里面，有云柱来带领他们。
In the hot desert, Lord used the pillar of cloud to cover them.
是他们的方向，是他们的遮盖。
And to become their direction and become their shield.
在晚上那个黑暗那个寒冷的那个旷野里面，有火柱引导他们。
And the pillar of fire will be with them in the cold, dark night.
可以往前行。
So that they can continue forward.
在他安营的时候，也就停在营地的里面。
And when they settle down in tent, the cloud will continue to be with them.
刚刚弟兄提到那个神的名字。
And a brother just mentioned God's name.
刻在这个柱子上面。
To be carved on the pillars.
所以这里面有三个名字，一个是我神的名，一个是我神城的名，还有是我的新名。
So there are three names that mentioned. One is my name,
my God's name, the name of the city, and my new name.
Yeah. My God's name, name of city, and new name.
Yeah, 我想这是很丰富的。
And this is so abundant.
我想这个前面讲过了，那是圣洁真实拿着大卫钥匙的。
And this is also referred to the holy, true, and holding on to the key of David.
想想这样的名字刻在我们的这样的柱子上。
And thinking about this name being carved on our pillar.
实在求主让我们能够经历他的新的名字。
May the Lord allow us to experience his new name.